A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is Coronavirus 411, the latest COVID-19 info, just the facts, for Monday, April 6th, 2020. The Surgeon General has warned that the coming week is going to be the hardest and saddest week of most Americans' lives, and compared it to Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Over 9,600 U.S. fatalities have been reported. Health officials and experts say the death toll from the virus is most likely much higher, as only cases confirmed by laboratory tests are being counted, notes the Washington Post. Texas will screen drivers coming from Louisiana and enforce a two-week quarantine. Washington State is returning more than 400 ventilators to the federal stockpile, so states with a bigger need can use them. The former captain of the USS Roosevelt has tested positive for COVID-19. He was removed from his post last week. There are 155 confirmed cases on the aircraft carrier. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson spent the night in the hospital as a precautionary step. He tested positive for COVID-19 10 days ago. The Japanese Prime Minister will declare a state of emergency and is expected to announce a $989 billion relief package, relays The Guardian. In Dubai, residents must apply online for a police permit to leave their homes. CNN reports dozens of doctors and healthcare workers arrested in Pakistan while protesting lack of PPE. Spain and Italy continue to see declines in death rates, and France's hospital admissions have gone down, bringing hope that the lockdowns in those countries have been working. New infections in South Korea dropped below 50. Scotland's chief medical officer has resigned after violating lockdown rules. Ireland's prime minister has re-registered as a medical practitioner and will work directly with patients. The locations of U.S. and country diagnoses in a moment. There have been 337,933 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the United States and 9,653 deaths. Known active locations with 2,000 or more cases. New York, 122,911. New Jersey, 37,505. Michigan, 15,635. California, 15,076. Louisiana, 13,010. Massachusetts, 12,500. Florida, 12,342. Pennsylvania, 11,589. Illinois, 11,276. Washington, 7,984. Texas, 7,094. Georgia, 6,742. Connecticut, 5,675. Colorado, 4,950. Indiana, 4,411. Ohio, 4,043. Maryland, 3,609. Tennessee, 3,538. Virginia, 2,637. North Carolina, 2,585. Missouri, 2,367. Arizona, 2,269. Wisconsin, 2,267. South Carolina, 2,049. Countries with 2,000 or more cases. Spain, 135,032. Italy, 128,948. Germany, 100,132. France, 93,780. China, 82,665. Iran, 60,500. United Kingdom, 48,451. Turkey, 27,069. Switzerland, 21,282. Belgium, 20,814. Netherlands, 17,965. Canada, 15,940. Austria, 12,083. Brazil, 11,281. Portugal, 11,278. South Korea, 10,284. Israel, 8611. Sweden, 6830. Russia, 6343. Australia, 5797. Norway, 5760. Ireland, 4994. Denmark, 4841. Czech Republic, 4591. Chile, 4471. India, 4314. Poland, 4201. Romania, 4057. Malaysia, 3793. Philippines, 3660. Japan, 3654. Ecuador, 3646. Pakistan, 3277. Luxembourg, 2804. Indonesia, 2491. Saudi Arabia, 2463. Peru, 2281. Thailand, 2220. Finland, 2176. Mexico, 2143. First case reported in Falkland Islands. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Coronavirus 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Coronavirus 411 podcast.